Welcome to Back to Basic Medcast, bringing clinical cases back to medical science.
Two students were discussing.
Hi Tom, join me for lunch.
Okay.
Why so glum?
Oh, nothing.
No, there's something on your mind.
It's that Professor Rahman. He asks the strangest questions, and I have to come up with an answer by tomorrow.
What strange question?
Well, I was presenting a case of hemolytic anemia, and the patient had hereditary spherocytosis. Prof. Rahman asked, what are spherocytes? So I told him that normally our red cells are biconcave, but in hereditary spherocytosis, they become spheres. So we call them spherocytes. I also told him that hereditary spherocytosis may be autosomal dominant or autosomal recessive.
That's correct.
Then he asks, what's the benefit of biconcave red cells over spheres? And I told him that the biconcave structure allows the cells to be deformable when they pass through the spleen.
That's also correct. So what was Prof. Rahman's issue?
Then he asks if there are any other benefits of a biconcave shape. And I didn't know.
Ah.
Do you know?
Yes, I do.
What is it?
I'll tell you, but go on. What else did Prof. Rahman say?
He also asked, what defect causes the red blood cell to become a spherocyte?
And
then he asks me this really weird question. What's the relationship of the surface area of a sphere to its volume, and how is that relevant in hereditary spherocytosis?
And?
Who would know the answer to such strange questions? Do you?
Yes.
You do? Please explain.
Okay. Well, first, the benefits of a biconcave shape are two. One, as you pointed out, the biconcave shape allows deformability. The RBCs can pass through the splenic cords of Billroth. The second advantage of a biconcave shape is that it provides a much larger surface area to the RBC. You remember your geometry, don't you?
Not really.
During our maths class in school, we learned that a sphere has the smallest surface area for a given volume. Obviously, the biconcave shape gives the cell a much larger surface area, which allows for better oxygen absorption.
Ah, of course.
The second question is, why does the RBC become a spherocyte? Well, in hereditary spherocytosis, there is an inborn defect of the cell membrane proteins, particularly proteins called spectrin and ankyrin. The defect makes the cell membrane unstable and results in a loss of surface membrane area. So, hereditary spherocytosis is primarily a deficiency of red blood cell surface membrane area.
Oh, and the loss of surface membrane area means that the cell then has to occupy the smallest possible surface area for its volume, and thus it becomes spherical.
True. Interesting, isn't it? How the laws of geometry intrude into pathology of hereditary spherocytosis.
Not at all. I prefer geometry to stay back in school where it belongs.
Thank you for listening to Back to Basic Medcast. Subscribe to us on iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts from, and we'll see you again in the next episode.